from the archives of staffannouncer.com. WBC. This is a Steve Cishon production. Boston.
You're with Man from Mars Productions, where it's what's between the air jacks that counts. Ed Bruder.
1964.
HDH proudly presents us.
Ray, are you terribly sure they're so awfully proud to present us?
Not really, and you know, I think we lack a certain punch at the opening there. I mean, us is the name of the show.
Yeah.
Can't see that in the newspapers.
Yeah,
so,
us. It does lack what we refer to in the trade as class.
Also, yeah, an identifiable image. So how about a name for the show?
Well, see, you're Ray Walker.
And, that's true.
And I'm Norm Nathan, as I
did admit
understand
to that.
It here. So we should have a two-man title.
How about Merton Marge?
Merton Marge.
That's good.
I was thinking more of maybe Amos and Andy or Vic and Sade.
Pick and Pat, Hum and Strum. You like that?
Yeah, yeah.
It's alliterative or something.
Yes, WHDH proudly presents the Hum and Strum Show. And Marion Montgomery.
There'll be a change in the weather. There's a change in the sea. From now on, there'll be a change in me. Now, there'll be some changes. Gotta be some changes. There'll be some changes, babe.
I think Marion... She'll go off to the wings there to rest. And I think here on the Hum and Strum Show, it might be well now, Norman, to do our public service thing where we find out about things in that feature that we call Timely Telephone.
That's right. What we do is we take one of the problems of the day, and we ask you listeners to write in. Is there some problem that is bothering you? Want to get to the root of it? We will make a call directly to the person responsible who can give us the answer straight
Absolutely.
From the cuff. There's no shilly-shallying. No, we're fearless about this.
We're after the answers for your questions and for today. Now, Norm, as you know, many people are interested in just what's going on in the Harvard dormitories.
Are they ever?
Including the Northeastern students,
because it
seems there's nothing going on in their dormitories. In fact, and this is the big mystery about the whole thing, is that even the mothers of the Northeastern students aren't allowed in their dormitory rooms.
Oh, my.
And I think that therein lies a lot to be uncovered. We want to find out. I think you have the number there. Let's make that call. The president of the student body, Northeastern.
We want to find out direct from his shoulder.
Yes.
In a fearless way, we want to know what the story is and why they don't have the same freedoms that the students at Harvard.
They're going to lay the facts on the line here for our listeners. You have the number there, and he's a guarantee to be standing by for us. Let's try that number now.
I got that guy, 6.
Uh-huh.
Anxious to find out the truth, you know.
This will be it.
Yeah.
This will be it.
It's over the top, man.
No holds barred.
Well, gee,
he did say he'd be standing by.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Perhaps some of the other radio broadcasting place station stuff here in town, they must have gotten wind of... Our timeless telephones.
But we'll get it, because we never say die.
We never do. We'll keep right at this until we get an answer to this problem, direct from the person who can answer that for us.
What is that?
What is that?
Oh, wait a minute. A memo here. The new coffee break system, limited to certain...
Yeah,
there they go.
They're marching. They're marching to the cafeteria.
It's kind of cute, isn't it?
Corn oil margarine, deluxe style, beat the rest by a country mile. Deluxe has got what the rest have not, corrupt quality flavor.
Only nature puts such goodness in corn oil, and only Kraft blends it into such a delicious margarine. Kraft Deluxe 100% corn oil margarine, good as only nature and Kraft can make it.
Deluxe has got what the rest have not, corrupt quality flavor.
When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
Steve Lawrence, and that was called When You're Smiling, the Entire World Smiles at You. The time is now about 10 minutes past the hour here on the Hum and Strum Show. That must be the end of the coffee break. Isn't it?
Yeah, I hope they brought us some stuff.
Yeah, there they go.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, listen, Ray, I think since you're the first class weather type individual on the program, I wonder if you would brief us on it. Can I pull that on?
No, I'd be glad to. Yes, you've noticed that, then, that special weather map. I went to great pains to get that direct from the Weather Bureau in Washington. It includes a lot of information that we haven't had heretofore in any weather map from the Tyro satellites. You know what a great aid they've been.
Oh, yes.
And you see at the bottom the notations there by the chief of the Weather Bureau. I think this will probably be the most complete thing that we've done yet.
Look, there's a picture of Oscar Tannenbaum on the bottom, too.
I know. It's suitably engraved for what have you there.
I'll just pull it down. You can check the entire...
Well, go easy now. It's not secure.
I've handled weather maps.
Well, I know, Norm, but... Norm?
Oh. I'm awfully sorry.
That's quite all right, Norm.
Dang, what a sore head.
Sorry to hear that.
A little bit of music for you. That's the Zinghauser Orchestra playing a pretty tune that I hope you enjoy. Name escapes me offhand.
Listen,
we have a guest in the studio. We'll be talking with him in just a moment. But first, this message.
Soup this good just has to be Campbell's. Wouldn't you know they'd make it this way? More than 30 good soups to choose from. Have your favorite Campbell's today.
So you see, Norm, as I point out in my nationally syndicated and very popular column from Coast to Coast, the American female does not fully understand her relationship to the male. And in my continental mode as Count Mirko, I am trying to explain to them just what this relationship should be, that of the inferior sex to, shall we say, the master, you understand?
I see. You feel that, in other words, that American men are somewhat henpecked, Count Mirko.
Not actually. They are. Their hearts are too big for them. My problem, also.
I see.
The exact problem. They are too kind to the women. Yeah. The women have taken advantage. They are selfish. They are slovenly, ill-dressed. They are surrounded by electrical appliances and filthy children.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Well, I know you've expressed this thought quite often in your syndicated column.
It's true.
Read religiously here.
I regard that as a cause.
And it's wonderful to have you with us.
Because I need to have a column every day.
Here on the program. Let's open our lines now, perhaps. Certainly there are, I can see our switchboard is jammed up with women. I detect not too friendly women out there, too. I detect a few hostile voices.
I'm used to that, Norm.
Well, they want to ask you a few questions now. So we'll open the lines to them. Our phone number, don't forget, is 263-458-1116. Let's take the first call.
I'm ready.
I guess let me repeat that phone number again. That's 263-458-116. Count Mirko is kind enough to drop by the program today, and he's willing to answer straight from the shoulder any questions that you may have in his own adult, intelligent way.
Certainly. Do you run this program often? Do you?
We do. We get a lot of response. 263-458-116. That's the phone. I think we have something here. Yes, we have Count Mirko on the phone. You're on the air. Would you go ahead with your question, please?
At Rockport, there were many red-throated loons and thousands of scoters migrating. A few kittiwakes and ducks.
I see. Yes, Count Mirko is here. Would you go ahead with your question, please?
I'm listening. Yeah.
Gannets, an Iceland gull, a Kunlian's gull,
Madam,
and a northern shrike.
Madam, what is your question, please? We have many, many calls that are waiting to come in. Our switchboard is just jammed. And Count Mirko, would you go ahead with your question, please?
I don't seem to understand.
And over 40 wood ducks were seen at the Ipswich River Wildlife Sanctuary in Thomasville.
What time? What is the correct... Is that the correct time?
Yes.
Ten minutes past 10?
And at Plum Island,
and this is Thursday.
Yes. 1,000 dunlins,
I've forgotten completely. I haven't finished the dishes. And Toodles will be out of the beauty parlor any moment.
Toodles.
Toodles, my wife. She'll be furious.
Would you go ahead with your question, please? Count Mirko has to leave.
I've got to go right now. She'll be monstrous if I haven't got the dishes finished. Norman, I must have. Another day. Goodbye. Goodbye, Norman.
I'm sorry. Call another time.
There she goes, Barbara Streisand. The time, about 13 past the hour. The temperature, just about what you think it ought to be out there. And now a special treat for the readers in our audience as we present Between the Bookshelves. Another trip through the wonderland of the written word. Our guest for today, the famous book reader and eagle-eyed observer of the literary scene, Brent Cartain. Welcome to Between the Bookshelves, Mr. Cartain.
Thank you so much, my announcer. Today, I'd like to discuss two current, realistic, post-World War II novels that will provide delicious winter fare. They're just delightful novels, both by the great American author Horatio Alger, Jr. The first book is called Tony the Hero. Do you like that title, my announcer? It's a
yes.
Brave boy's adventure with a tramp.
I beg your pardon?
A brave boy's adventure with a tramp.
Yes, go on.
Tony, a sturdy, bright-eyed boy of 14, is under the control of Rudolph Rugg.
I don't believe it.
He is a thorough rascal. After much abuse, Tony runs away and gets a job as a stable boy in a country hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Tony is heir to a large estate. That smacks a little bit, perhaps, of Norman Mailer or perhaps James Jones and From Here to Eternity.
Oh, I can hear the smacking from
yes.
Here.
Rudolph, for consideration, hunts up Tony and throws him down a deep well.
Really?
Yeah.
He was a thoroughgoing rascal,
oh,
wasn't
he? Was he a nasty one? Oh, he was awful.
That.
He was just awful.
I hope he gets
awful.
His just desserts.
Oh, yes. Of course, Tony escapes from the fate provided for him, and by a brave act, of which only our hero is capable, a rich friend secures his rights, and Tony is prosperous. You'll find this an exciting book.
Diggity-dog,
wonderful to have by the fire on a cold winter night. Then there's the book Frank Fowler, The Cash Boy. Frank Fowler, a poor boy, bravely determines to make a living for himself and his foster sister, Grace.
All right.
Going to New York, he obtains a situation as cash boy in a dry goods store. He renders the service to a wealthy old gentleman who takes a fancy to the lad and thereafter helps that lad to gain success and fortune. They're both starkly, poetically dramatic books that I know you'll enjoy.
Are there any humorous touches in any of these books? Have you found that?
Not a one.
Tell that guy he's crazy, Uncle Ed. Accent is not a meat tenderizer. It brings out the natural flavor of foods. Says so on the package. And that means all foods. Good cuts of meat, vegetables. Why, if Accent was...
Oh, the phone, Joe. But he's right. Accent is not a meat tenderizer. It's a natural flavor enhancer for all the good foods you cook every day, choice steaks included. When you want flavor, you need Accent. Get it in the red package.
All right.
Sid Raymond Orchestra, are you anxious?
I am. I like it. I like it.
This is called When the Angels Sing. Sure.
Hey!
And now let's try that timely telephone call again to the president of the Northeastern student body to find out why their mothers aren't allowed in their dormitory rooms. Here we go with timely telephone.
Here's hoping.
I'll say.
The line should be clear this time, though. We'll get the answer right now.
We'll get the whole truth, Nona.
You bet we will.
Here we go.
Oh, well.
Seems to be busy. We'll keep trying. We'll keep trying.
And we're going to take time out for the news now. After the news, we're going to get together with all the boys and girls in the audience and build an easy-to-make fun toy. You boys and girls at home are invited to join the fun, too. While the news is on, I have a few things for you to gather. Just to ask Mom to get them for you, and we'll be back, and we'll go to work right after the news. All you have to have are a belt drive grinder with a 6-inch wheel. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
A little radial saw with half-horsepower motor.
Mm-hmm.
A propane torch kit.
Mm.
A roller chain feed planer molder.
Right.
You'll find one of those around the house. A 295 ampere arc welder. 14 4x8-foot quarter-inch thick cardboard panels. And the cardboard, this may be a little tougher to find, the cardboard from a cereal box or inside Daddy's shirt and a green crayon. And we're going to make a cardboard turkey that you can color yourself, so do stand by for that.
Something exciting always happens on
You dared us, and we were gutsy, aren't we? We're back again for part two.
Listen, I hope that Brent Cartain comes back. He's a very funny fellow.
He's a good-looking guy.
Lighthearted.
Buddy Greco, here.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a feeling that's so hard to bear. You give me fever.
Fever! All through the night!
That's Buddy Greco, that's who, and that's called Fever. Time is now 20 minutes before the hour. And right now is a special feature, of course. As you know, we check the traffic reports from time to time to let you commuters know just what's happening on the, as we refer to them, the highways and byways throughout the greater Boston area. Ace Wings is up in the Airway Patrol. Let's check with him and find out how traffic is. Now, in his seat, around his seat, and through his seat, Ace Wings.
Thank you very much, Norm. As you know, in our last report, we were on the Southeast Expressway, and at that last report, no tie-ups or slowdowns occurred. Traffic was normal for this time of the evening. We're now approaching the central Boston area, and as we do, I want to tell you this sky is simply beautiful. Such a blue, blue sky. And, of course, a fine view of the new Boston skyline, a Prudential Center there. Traffic seems to be flowing normally, of course. Any moment now, the heavy traffic of the traffic hour, the rush hour, will commence. At that time, we urge you to be very, very careful, of course. At this time, though, oh, that beach is just beautiful. And the waterfront and all the ships, it's certainly beautiful up here and a fine day for flying, Norm. So no problems at this time, and we'd simply like to report that this has been your airway traffic report. Ace Wings, in the seat, in the plane, over the air, up in the sky above Boston.
Knock, knock for Knickerbocker. Say it loud, say it clear. The beer drinker's word for the beer drinker's beer. Knickerbocker, Knickerbocker. The beer drinker's word for the beer drinker's beer. Knickerbocker, Knickerbocker, Knickerbocker beer.
Glass after glass after glass. Ah, Knickerbocker.
Pretty song by a pretty young girl. Nancy Wilson here. Here's her song.
You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yes, you do. Ah, but there's that upturned chin and the grin of impetuous youth. I believe in you.
And that's Nancy Wilson here on the, well, actually, the Hum and Strum Show. We have a special treat for you, listeners, as you can hear warming up in the background. Would you warm up just a little less warm? This is...
I'm sorry, Ray.
Fig Newton. Hi. You all know him. You've heard his records. Hi, Fig.
Hi, Ray. It's certainly a pleasure to be here in Boston.
Welcome to Boston and to the show.
I consider Boston my second hometown, as you know.
Why, of course, I know you
really
feel very strong.
Oh, I dig it.
And they love you here, too, Fig.
Hi.
All the fans are very excited to hear you now. Fig, what occasioned your visit here? Are you appearing in one of the next ones?
What?
Are you appearing at one of the night spots?
Yes. I'm appearing at one of the night spots here in Detroit. And I want to say it's nice to be here.
Fig, it's awfully nice to have you here in Detroit.
Yes.
It's awfully nice to have you here in the Motor City. And we'd like to know, what's the name of this new album? Is it true that it's A Date with Fig Newton? Is that what
That's the... it's kind of a clever title. Yes,
I think
it's
so.
Called A Date with Fig Newton. There's a picture of me on the cover.
Yeah, you certainly give all benefit to your very deep voice. How did you come by that, Norm? You must have studied for years. I beg your pardon, Fig. I usually work with Norm Nathan.
Yes, he's a very good-looking fellow. No, I did study for years at the Cleveland Conservatory, and of course, and I...
That's just down the road here from Detroit.
Here. It's not far from here in Cincinnati, of course. I'm making what we call a disc jockey tour, and I'm trying to see as many of you good guys in the business as
Well,
as
thanks,
I can.
Baby. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for playing my record so much.
Why do you have such a deep voice, would you say? Is it your very long neck?
I guess it might be that. It's very good. No, I guess
a very big neck,
blessed.
Too.
I'm just blessed with it, I guess.
A glorious voice. Well, and if you'd like to now, Fig, could you stand by here?
Pittsburgh,
the
you know,
orchestra?
Is my second hometown. I really love the folks here.
Here in the Smoky City, we love you, too.
Yeah,
now, let's move on and hear one of your top songs from the new album, A Date with Fig Newton.
Well, I think it's very nice of you to give me all these plugs. I love this record. Here I go now.
Dark ashamed, darling. Don't ashamed. Thank you for all the joy and pain.
Norm, that Fig Newton has a marvelous range, hasn't he?
It's fantastic,
amazing.
Isn't it? It's just fantastic. Hey, listen, why don't you call the Northeastern student president there? I want to
find out. We're after the facts, and I think perhaps this will be the time, which has been kind of pressing, but we'll try him one more time on a timely telephone to get the answer as to why the mothers of Northeastern University students aren't allowed in the dormitory rooms. No.
You got the number all right.
Huh? Yeah. Oh, yes. 7...
I was hoping that'd be clear this
3.
Time. Okay, here we go now. We'll get an answer for sure this time. I don't understand that at all.
I get it either.
Listen, you know, we've
so
we
just
got,
kids, you know.
Ever since we introduced the our feature, the Trading Post, on our last program.
The outcry has been tremendous.
The outcry has been just fantastic.
Yelping everywhere. But there's a lot of people like it, too.
As you know, the whole idea is there are a lot of people who have various articles at home that they don't particularly want, that perhaps somebody else wants.
Like mother-in-law.
Well, yeah, so to speak.
We don't handle that sort of
goods. No, we don't. So please don't write us any of those nauseating letters, if you
will. Right.
But if you have something that you don't want, do take advantage of our swap portion of our program. Just tell us what you would like and what you would like, what you're willing to swap for it, and perhaps we can get somebody who... whose tastes are just opposite to yours, and we can make everybody happy. Do you have
I have a number of them here, Norm. About 3 have come in since just in this morning's mail.
Wonderful. 3 letters already, and this is our very first program.
Here's one that I think is rather unusual. This listener writes and says he wants to trade a headache for an upset stomach.
Well, those of you out there who have anything along this line, would you let us know?
Certainly. Now, here's another. This
it
is
shouldn't
from
be too hard at all, I would say.
I think that ought to be easy. Here's an interesting one, too, from a Radcliffe freshman. Wanted to trade a complete collection of Chubby Checker and Elvis Presley records for the 10-volume edition of the reindeer songs of early Lapland.
Isn't our little girl has grown up?
I think she
has. I think that's wonderful.
Radcliffe's made an impression on her, all right.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we have. Offered in trade, a complete set of artist's painting materials. That includes the paints, the easel, the brushes, the smock, and beret. The smock, it says here, is lightly smudged. It's all in mint condition, really, though, used 1 week. And in trade for that, they'd like the one-step electric eye box camera.
Oh, they did give up, didn't they?
Here's victim, moaned by George.
You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you know the little boys why. And you must have been a beautiful baby. 'Cause puppy, look at you now.
Okay, listen, Norma, time is running out for this afternoon. We'll try those kids over at Northeastern.
They did promise to answer, and they did promise to keep the line clear, and I'm not too delighted with their
not responsible.
Attitude.
Let's try them one more time.
I hold little hope. Little hope. Here we go. Wait for the busy signal. I'll watch that.
Sure.
It's ringing?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Answer.
At Rock Four, there were many red-throated loons and thousands of scoters migrating.
Oh.
A few kittiwakes and dovekies were seen there.
Forget it.